Glen Bay. Speaks.
Hey, what's going on? It's Paul, your alumni coordinator at Glen Bay. So this month, the month of March, we're starting Bridges to Recovery meetings in Cleveland. We're going to do separate meetings on the east and west side. All the information is available on this e-letter. We would love for you to come. They're alumni, family, and friends. They're open to the public. We'll have fantastic speakers. This month, we're going to focus on joy in recovery. And when I think joy in recovery, I think those moments in life where you're just amazed at how good your life is. And there is a visceral response of such happiness, right? This is in contrast to, I'd say, gratitude and serenity. While similar, I think they're a little different. So I went ahead and ask some of our alumni, family, and friends to share some moments of joy in their recovery.
I've had a couple experiences where I've had a high level of joy. One would be that you could relate with is having my daughter and knowing that recovery put me in that position to not only be a father, but be a good father, someone that's there and wants to be there for their child. And knowing that if I keep moving forward in recovery, that my child would never have to see me use ever again.
Wow.
Another experience that I had was seeing a sponsee who was struggling for so long, in and out of recovery and struggling with their addiction, and then coming out on the other side, and that brought me a lot of joy seeing him succeed.
Man, when I saw the heartbeat.
Oh, that's right, because you're pregnant, you're expecting.
Right.
So the heartbeat of your baby.
Right.
And you're able to be present as a mom, or you plan on being, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That was pure joy.
At 5 years recovery, I was down in Florida sitting at the kitchen table of a house I have down there with my entire family during Christmas in the South, and everybody was together, and everybody was so happy and grateful that I was alive, because 5 years prior to that, I had overdosed on that Christmas night. Yeah, I overdosed, and my father came to my house because I didn't show up for dinner, and they wanted to know where I was at, and he came over, and I was overdosing, and my dad was packing the bathtub with ice.
Oh, my God.
And then they took me to the Cleveland Clinic the next day.
Oh, wow.
And I had to be hospitalized for about 3 days until I got to Glen Bay.
Moments of joy and recovery. You know, the promises from the Founding Fellowship say we are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. So if you get a chance, please come check out one of our East Side Cleveland or West Side Cleveland Bridges to Recovery meetings. They're good stuff.